Jason, how are you?
Cruzy boy. Jesus, good to hear your voice.
You too, brother. How you doing?
Good. Well, I mean, I hear it on the radio every now and then. Well, I can tune you in when I'm in that area, but I'm not allowed to be in that area right now.
I know. We're on lockdown. Crazy.
Nuts. Crazy again.
Yeah. So how you been doing, my friend?
Good, buddy. You know, trying to stay busy with the music stuff.
No, yeah.
Nothing live, but all we can do is pretty much put music out, get it on the radio. So that's the plan. That's what we're focused on.
Yeah, and you got this new tune, She's My Whiskey. What's the story behind that, Jason?
Well, when we were locked down here, I guess, 12 months ago, we started writing for a new project, a new album. We probably wrote upwards of 50 songs over Zoom with each other, the four guys in the band. And, you know, we still have all of those songs that we're weeding through for the project that we, you know, eventually plan to do for a new album. But when this one came early in the process, She's My Whiskey, we're like, man, we got to get into the studio and get this one recorded and get it out to radio. Mm-hmm. Just had such a cool vibe to it. I've been joking with the boys saying it's because we've got some prominent cowbell in there. We're bringing more cowbell to country music. Maybe that's what we're doing.
I heard it and I love it.
Awesome. Awesome, man.
Now, great new tune from you guys. You guys have been working on lots music, and I know you're big into cooking. You doing any smoking? Any new recipes you're working on?
You know, we got so cool a few years ago, and we had our company partnered with us to do a meat rub because we certainly consider ourselves pit masters, I guess. And you know, there's always something going on the old smoker. Be it a rack of ribs or a brisket. And, you know, I'm looking at the weekend weather and I'm thinking, you know, and we're all locked down anyway, so if I can get my hands on a brisket, we'll be doing some smoking this weekend.
Now, what's your tell us about this spice that you guys have. Do you guys still do it?
Yeah, we still have it available. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, you know, we were just having it, the company that provided it to us, we were selling it at our shows live. Mm-hmm. But it is part of their company line as well. And geez, I'll be in Sobeys or in a store somewhere, you know, when we were not on lockdown and see it there in the aisles and think, unreal. I never thought when went down this process, you know, to write music and get it out on radio and all that kind of stuff, that we'd also start getting known for a meat rub. But hey, it is what it is, I guess.
Well, I was fortunate enough to be gifted some, and that's a good rub.
Thanks, man. Sweet. It's called Wichita Sweet Heat, and that's just what it is. Got a little sweet, and then some heat to it, and it pairs nicely on any kind of pork and beef. But folks have even been sending us information that they've been putting it on roasted vegetables and everything. So, hey, even some Newfie steak. They've been putting it on some bologna and frying it up. So it's, I guess it just about goes on anything.
Makes everything better.
Right on.
Now, what do you guys have in the works for the rest of 2021 that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, we're still putting together, you know, that project. We've been working remotely with Nashville, and we've been working when we're able to get into the Sonic Temple in Halifax there, and been working there as well, putting together some more songs for this project. We have a few in the can right now. That we're still working on putting some finished vocals on, and then we're looking at, you know, putting together the rest of this music for this album. I'm not sure it will be out in 2021, but we're certainly shooting for 2022. But we're also doing some work with Charlie Acorn. We have a show that's called When Country Gets the Blues, and hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, there's a tour planned for the theaters around Atlantic Canada in the fall, late fall, and we're hoping that's a go at that time. So there'll be lots of information coming out about that, I believe, and I hope I'm not letting the cat out of the bag, but we even have a live CD coming out with Charlie as well, hopefully to coincide with the tour. So lots sort of going on that way, but in terms of live music right now, not a lot. We were scheduled to perform live at the East Coast Music Awards, and now we've moved to virtual, and they've even changed their dates a little bit. So we're gonna get at that here soon too. So still some virtual stuff going on, but man, we are just dying to get back out on the road and get in front of a live audience. That's the, as you know, Cruz, you've been to our live show.
Oh yeah.
That's where it's at, man. That's where it's at.
Oh yeah. There's fire. There's energy there, brother.
Thanks, buddy. It's great to hear that, man. That's what we're craving again, for sure.
So where can fans get in touch with Wichita, get the new tune and even merch and everything like that? Where can they reach out to you?
You know what? If they just go to our website, wichita.com, we spell it WITCHITAW. Mm-hmm. There's all the links there to our music that's, you know, all available, especially on iTunes, the new tunes. I say iTunes, all of the digital formats, our songs available on the new song, as well as our older releases and merch. And of course, you can reach out to our socials from there and, just love for folks to stay in contact. We're kind of in that mode right now. We're locked down again here in Nova Scotia, and it's still great to be able to connect via technology. So reach out to us, and we'll reach back out to you for sure. Always love hearing that people are listening to our music, and always love the pictures of them smoking some meat with sweet heat on it, too.
Jason, thank you so much for your time today, brother. Wishing you and the band all the best, you and the family all the best. Stay safe, and hopefully this all ends soon so we can get Wichita back in studio like it used to be.
Cruz, man, I'm telling you, it is great to hear your voice, and you bet, brother. I know that... I know how much music's in your blood, too. When we get live again, man, you're going to do a song with us, I can guarantee it. Look for that. You look for that.
All right, brother.
Stage with Wichita.
I'm in.
All right.
Take care, Jason. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much, Cruz. Talk to you soon.